Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now, we have our second guest in, do we not?
We do. We have the amazing Huxley.
Good afternoon, Huxley. How are you?
How are you? And it's a good afternoon to you all.
Thank you for coming here, because I know in your personal life you're in the middle of doing something quite remarkable.
I am in the middle of a big house move.
Which is no fun for anybody.
No.
And you can't just wave your magic wand and it all appears.
Well, that's the perception that people have.
Yes. Yeah. But Huxley is... Well, a magician of note on the Isle of Wight, I would
He's a
say.
Brilliant magician.
I like that. I think that. I like that. That's good. An accolade. I might have that on the next poster.
Well, yeah, a magician of note on the Isle of Wight, says Vectis Radio. You were kind enough to do our fundraiser a month or two back.
That was a good night. We raised so much money as well, didn't we?
That was a really good night, and you were fantastic on stage. We've still got Ophelia and Jasper in the studio. They're not on microphone at the moment. They might be in a minute. I might not be able to restrain them much longer, to be honest. But they were, of course, on the stage with you for one of your tricks.
We did, yeah, we did a couple of them. And, I've just been hounded by Jasper's and his photographic memory of the night.
Yes.
I've had to really recall what he was talking about and try and pick apart the trick. But,
he'll probably tell you exactly what shoelaces you had on.
Maybe so.
But you do all kinds of magic, don't you?
Everything from table magic to stage magic, kids' birthday parties, weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs, you name it, I'll do it.
Okay, and how long have you been doing magic then?
So, I think since I've had a captive audience that couldn't get away from me performing at them. So, my waiting days at Pizza Hut, so I'm going to say around the 2005 mark.
Okay, so you just to practice on them at Pizza Hut.
I've always been involved with interested in magic, and mum, and like most mums, buys your boxes of magic stuff at Christmas. You pick apart and find the best ones that you like and leave the rest. And so I never studied it. I was always interested in the secrets and the art and the mechanisms and anything that's slightly interesting. But as I say, it wasn't until when I started my work at Pizza Hut, they said you wanted to go above and beyond. Every time they were dropping pizzas out the back, I was showing tricks out the front to stop them from realising that they'd been there for 2.5 hours, getting parking tickets out the front there, and you name it.
All the secrets.
He had his uses then.
See, but you do, so that's close-up magic or sort of stage magic, but you do big illusions as well, do you know?
So I've done one reasonably big illusion with Leah. She did she jumped out of a giant cardboard box that I managed to hold up by one hand and then no hands at one point. And we performed that for the guys from the TBR rally. They come down every year and they make loads of money, thousands of money for charity. And it's the same guys that run the Sporting Bears. And we performed it at the Rhythm Tree Festival on the stage with the big pirate tree, the Carnival pirate ship.
Oh, right, okay. So you're involved in all areas, a lot of areas of magic, put it that way.
I tell you what, I haven't specialised in one area. I've always felt as though I'm a bit of a jack of all trades, a master of none, but especially with magic, there's so many different genres and mediums and types. So you've got the cards, is obviously the standard. Everyone knows that the staple of magic is cards, but you've also got coins, and then there's the random ones. So cigarette magic's it's not very popular anymore.
No,
but then you've got thimble magic, which isn't popular, but it has
thimble magic.
So if you look at old school magic kits, you often find different coloured thimbles in them, and that's from those thimble tricks. But then you've got, you know, your traditional linking rings, you're cutting the ladies in half, and you're working with animals. So, and again, this isn't as popular now because of RSPCA with doves.
Well, you've got knots and things and ropes that are joined but not joined. And
the rope magic is, there's a whole huge bit on rope magic. Gambling magic, so there's loads of different types of magic. And I have tried to learn a little bit in every field.
Well, I mean, that's good because it gives you a broad appeal, doesn't it?
Definitely.
When you do, you do everything from children's parties up to big adult type occasions and stage magic, which is, gives you a broader range.
I tried to tailor to suit. So whenever I have a client, be it a kids' party or it was a big corporate event, I try and find as much information out, either the person whose birthday it is or the wedding and the happy couple, who's going to be there, who's going to be funniest people to try and get up on stage. And the more information that the client can provide me, the better I can tailor the experience and then select the right tricks that would work very well for that particular event.
Brilliant. Can't be bad, can it?
So I noticed that, just for the the listener out there, we've got you've got a couple of packets of cards on the table. Are they always bicycle cards? I'm going to ask you that.
So, bicycle is the sort of standard the make of the magician. And the reason that they do that is because the bicycle cards have this beautiful ability to fan. So you can spin it out like this, and you can fan it and get beautiful fans because they slide off each other. They've got what's called an air cushioned finish. So they've got little bobbles on, and then little bobbles on there. So when it sits on it, it's never quite sat
flat. They look quite. They're actually sliding around on each other quite nicely. So they're not sticking to each other at all.
Yeah, I mean, standard decks of cards that you buy often have a completely sheeny finish.
Yes.
And then one drip of water and they'll stick together and they're a bit ruined.
Sweat from your hands or whatever.
So I'll go through decks of cards quite quickly. I buy blocks of cards if I'm going to buy them. I bricks of packs of 12 usually. So big bricks of them. So, bicycle cards are the preferred make, if you will, of the magician. Okay. There are other makes available.
I'm sure there are. But every time I've seen anybody do any tricks, they always provide a packet of bicycle cards to do it with. I was looking at, I'd call him an improvisational comic playwright, Greg.
Oh, yes.
Greg Chapman, who does some
interesting... I work with him every Christmas at Haven Street. Yeah, we are the best of friends.
He's a lovely man, but he did something other than he just produced a packet. It would be a bicycle card. But now, having bored everybody except card nerds, what are you going to do for us? Can you do something?
We'll kind of do a card trick. So we'll come to the card trick in a bit, but I think what we'll do is we'll do a kind of card trick. So we've got... volunteers in the room.
We have
got shout out, but Jasper and Ophelia, say hello.
Hello.
They're in. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, so we need one of you to do, or you can decide together actually. This here is a piece of paper, and on it is printed 50 different types of jelly bean flavours. Okay.
Ooh.
Now this happens to be the Jelly Belly's Jelly Bean Company, although we do know that other jelly bean companies are out
there.
That's
fine.
Are they?
But this happens to be Jelly Belly's Jelly Beans, who employed me to do a couple of gigs. We did some stuff in Hamleys and Selfridges.
Really?
Yeah, they got me up because I when I was getting into magic about 5-7 years ago, I had lots of creative ideas, huge a creative flow, a flow that I miss terribly, but I did have lots of ideas and lots of potential ways to get across different magic and magic ideas and redress magic. So I contacted lots of different companies, from Red Bull to all of the sweet companies, and even Nestle got some hassle from friends about the beer, and Cadbury's, and different packages, different drinks, and asked them to send me packaging and materials so that I could come up with some tricks that involve their product. And every single one, not interested, but Jelly Belly's came back and said, we're really interested in you and your email, and what can you show us with? Here's a load of stuff. So so they gave me loads of bits and jelly beans to play with and practice. That was lovely. And I've got to say, before I got involved with these, I was never really a jelly bean fan. But I have to say, they class themselves as the gourmet flavour, and do really spend a lot of time and effort making them taste what they should taste like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So in front of you is a whole pictured diagram of 50 different flavours. So what we're going to get is you guys to choose one, whatever one you want. Have you found the one? Is that the one? Are you happy with that one? Would you eat that one with her?
Pina.
Yeah, that one. That you both would eat that one. Pina colada. Oh, interesting.
Really?
Oh, okay.
It just shows what sort of family they come from.
At 14. So there's literally anything that you could have chosen from. You've got the mango red apple, we've got pink grapefruit, we've got lemon drop, we've got island punch, we've got caramel corn, chocolate pudding, cappuccino, blueberry, bubblegum. There's lots of different types that you could have had, but you've decided to go for pina colada. He's changed his mind. Oh, no. It's one of their moments. Okay, which one are you changing your mind to? Cantaloupe/melon, yeah?
Cherry cola.
Next door. Oh, cherry cola. Yeah.
Cherry cola,
would you eat the cherry cola as well? Are you happy with the cherry cola selection? We've changed our mind. Oh, God. I hope this goes right. cherry cola. So what we've got here is a pack of cards. Okay, so it's kind of a card trick, but it's not a card trick.
Mm-hmm.
Because all I wanted you to do was to pick a flavour, and you pick cherry cola. Now, when I did the work with Jelly Belly's Jelly Beans, they provided me with a request. I had a request for them. I said, being a magician, straight off the bat, obviously we do lots of stuff with cards, but your Jelly Beans, there's 50 different flavours. There's 52 cards. We got rid of peanut butter and jam flavour. They said they couldn't do it because there's peanuts in the factory. They weren't allowed to do that one. And Marmite, it's a lover and a hater. No one really likes it. So we got rid of it. So we have 50 different flavours. So we could have had cotton candy and cafe latte, right? You could have had tangerine. You could have had green apple. You could have had island punch. Pina colada. That's the one you wanted, isn't it? It's the one you wanted, right? Pina colada. You could have had margarita. We've got one the wrong way around there. Hang on. Pink grapefruit, margarita, bubble gum, cinnamon, plum, kiwi. Okay, hang on. Coming around. Daiquiri. Watermelon, lemon drop, crushed pineapple, caramel corn, orange sherbet. You didn't want that one, did you? Sizzling cinnamon, raspberry. You wanted dark chocolate? No. You wanted licorice? No. You wanted vanilla? Top banana. We're looking in here somewhere. Somewhere in here. Cafe latte. We did tangerine, green apple. We did island punch. Pink grapefruit. We had pink grapefruit. You didn't want pink grapefruit?
No.
It was. Cherry cola that you were after, yeah, it was cherry cola.
Definitely cherry cola is after.
Where was it? Did we find cherry cola? Did we see it?
We didn't.
We didn't see cherry cola. That's the weirdest thing. Okay, so have a little look again and see if you can see cherry cola in there, because that is very strange. That there should have been a cherry. Did you not see a tin of cherry cola anywhere? Okay, look, somewhere in here. We look. This is a bit weird. There should be a cherry cola. I thought there was a cherry cola. Right. Okay. No, you can't see one. You still haven't seen one. Okay, this is the weirdest thing. This is the... What's the matter? Are you right? It's the wrong way round. Yeah. There's a card here. In this whole deck of cards, there's 50 here the right way up, but there's one the wrong way round. Do you want to do me a favour? Yeah. Turn it over. And nice and loud into the mic. Tell everyone what it is.
It's cherry cola.
Well done.
Now, there's obviously a very visual trick. I was trying to narrate what was going on.
Yes, but it looks well on the radio.
No, it worked well. We've got several witnesses here to say that actually happened the way it sounded like it happened. What we'll do is we'll take a little break and you can get prepared for the next one and do a bit more shameless self-promotion after the break as well.
Oh, the queen of self-promotion, me.
Well, you need to be, don't you? You're listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and during the advert break there, actually was entertaining Jasper and Ophelia with some rubber band tricks, which are really, really impressive, but
brilliant.
Don't work well on the radio, which is what I was doing over the advert break. So you can do close-up magic, which of course you've just been doing with that one as well.
I think I would go as far as to say that close-up is my love for the magic. I mean, there's obviously lots of different types of the stage and the mentalism, but it's the being blown away with mini miracles that happen in your hand. If it happens in your hands, it's definitely not me doing it. So
no. Yeah. I get that, and it's up close and personal. It's personal to you, which is why I think it is a popular thing to do at weddings and other events like that, isn't it?
I think it's kind of expected that magic happens at weddings and Christmas time, that kind of thing. Mm. I think though that when I do close up for kids, I sometimes have to take into account that some of the kids, when they're quite young, they're just not fazed by it. They're like, yeah, you've just magicked it, I'm not bothered. And but how did it get from this hand to that hand? Yeah, you magicked it. And they're they're aware of magic and they're quite happy to accept it. And then you get the kids who are sort of going around to sort of the 8 and the 10 age group, and they're a little bit more bolshy and they know a little bit more about the world. And then they're a bit more inquisitive and they're starting to scratch their heads a little bit more. And it's them that you realise that that's their first real interpretation of magic. Yeah. And sometimes you hit even the tens and the teenagers, you know, the early teens and the teenagers, and they've seen stuff and they've seen a lot of magic on TV. Mm. And they've seen Britain's Got Talent and they've seen a lot of, CGI and computer tricks and TV sort of trickery that happens. And they think that it is all just TV tricks. So when something physically happens in their hands and it doesn't compute in their head. It's not logical. It breaks the laws of physics.
Yes.
That's their first real interpretation
of
and
that's
real
that's the reaction you're looking for, isn't
that's
it?
That's always, yeah. It's they're like putty in my hands. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. So have you got anything else you could do for us that's radio-friendly?
So radio-friendly, yeah. So I've got another pack of cards and this is a special one because this is my one.
Okay.
And I will tell you a little bit about it after I've done it.
Okay, that's
right. So before I open the deck of cards up, we're going to find a number. So you rarely get involved. So
I
I'm
rarely
get you
involved.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So have you got a favourite number? Now we're looking for a number sort of in the mid-range of a deck of cards. So what
in mid-range of a deck of cards, okay. 42.
42.
Are you talking about the mid-range of... Sorry, I was thinking of out of 52 cards.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, yes, it's sort of mid, but yeah, can you, well, it's up to you, yeah.
Okay, so...
Any card between, yeah.
So you actually want a number that would be on a card?
No, a number sorry, between 1 and 52, sorry.
Yeah, between 1 and 52. 28.
28? Forget it.
Apparently,
28.
Okay. Now, I want you to do a bit of imagination. This is great for the radio, so that's why I thought this one would work quite well. Mm-hmm. So, if you imagine, so I'm not doing it, but if you imagine I was opening up the deck of cards and taking out the cards, mm-hmm. what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through and I'm going to divide them into red and black. Okay. That's the reds. That's the blacks. I'm going to let you pick first, Jasper. Which one do you fancy? Do you want the reds or do you want the blacks?
I'll choose the reds.
You sure? Okay, you're going to keep hold of the reds. Okay, so I'm going to give Ophelia the blacks. Before I give you the blacks, I'm just going to split them. Okay, like they've got clubs and spades.
Okay.
Okay, so which is which? You can tell me which one. Clubs or spades?
Clubs.
Clubs. Okay, you got clubs?
Yeah.
Clubs. Okay, you can take the clubs. Okay, so it gives me the spades. Okay, right, Maggie. I'm going to fan these out. So there's all of the spades here.
Yep.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to actually, to make it a lot easier for you, I'm going to take the royal ones out and put them back in there. Do we want to split it? I'll let you choose, right? Do you want to split it high and low or odds and evens?
Odds and evens.
Perfect. There we go. Like, there we go. Ace 3, 5, 7, 9, mm-hmm. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 of spades. Mm-hmm. So which one are we going to choose and lose? We're going to choose it or lose it?
This one, choose it.
We're going to choose this one.
Yep.
So this is the evens.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got the even cards in spades.
Yep.
Even spades. So you've got the 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
Yep.
Select one.
This one.
Which one is that one?
8.
The 8 of spades. Mm. Thank you. I'll take the rest. I'm going to put them back in there. Okay, so you've got the 8 of spades.
Mm.
Perfect. What number did you say?
28.
Okay. What I'd like you to do is put the 8 of spades, slide it into the 28th position. There you go. And she's imaginary, done that
because
in her head.
All of this was invisible cards.
Invisible cards in your head. Okay. So we're looking for the 8 of spades in the 28th position.
Yes.
Okay. So this is a pack of cards, and we've not opened this up yet. Is that fair? That's fair.
Yep.
That's fair. So what we're going to do is open up the cards very carefully, and then what we're going to do is we're going to deal. Okay? So we're going to go. 1. Are you happy with that?
Yep.
That's definitely 1.
Yep, definitely 1.
Okay. 2. This is going to take all day, isn't it? Yeah. Sorry, I'll stop at 10. Okay. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Are you happy so far?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's definitely 10 cards.
Definitely.
Yes.
wait.
Hold on, like Jasper's counting.
Yeah, go for it, mate, if you want to double check, because the people in like Radio Land need to know that I'm not
and
cheating.
And if you know Jasper, you know he is very particular.
Thorough, what we call thorough.
Pedantic.
Yep.
Yes, he's happy. Okay, we're going for another batch. There's not another card, just the 10 that we talked about. Okay, we're going again. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Are you happy?
Yeah.
he literally did count.
His eyes are so close to my cards right now. So how many do we need?
28.
So we need 8 more. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And this should be, if you've done it right, Maggie, with the invisible card in your mind.
Yep.
Can I just point out? One fell on the
floor. We did. That was my dealing. Don't, hang on. Just ignore that. We're coming to the one in my hand. This is the one that's important. Turn it over. Shout it out to the laid radio world.
8.
What? 8 of what?
8 of spades.
8 of spades.
Well
done. In the 20th position. There we go. Okay. So, I'll tell you a little bit about that trick.
So
in the world of magic, one of the holy grails to card magic tricks is called Akan. A A-C-A-N. ACAN is spelled ACAN. It's an acronym, and it stands for any card at any number. So it's one of the, as I say, the greats in magic and cardistry will always know a version of ACAN or know about the best way to perform an ACAN. But it's the Holy Grail. It's just the most amazing trick where you ask somebody to present a number. You ask somebody else to come up with a playing card. You take a deck of cards, you deal it out to that number, and that card is at the number. That's it. That is not ACAN. That is my version, and I call it Kakananan.
Very good.
Now, ACAN is at any card at any number, and Kakanan is kind of any card at nearly any number. So that's that's my little version of it.
It worked, except if you don't drop cards on the floor.
No, it did work.
It did work. It was absolutely spot on. It was still the 28th card.
It was the 28th.
In fact, you dropped number 26 on the floor.
It was just rubby. Yeah, it's the table has got an uneven surface.
Yes,
someone spilled drinks on it.
So we need to get up to the next break at some point. So how can people get hold of you to hire you should they wish?
So I'm all on Facebook. And, in fact, I've got a couple of prizes. These are stickers. If you've got scooters or bikes, cars, houses, beds. If you've got beds.
Yeah, they've
got
beds.
Put it on there. It'll make it three times faster. Not even joking. It's magic.
It is. Absolutely.
They're looking at me really confused. Okay, so you can find me on facebook.com/HuxleyMagic. And I've got my own website, huxleymagic.co.uk or .com. I bought them both.
So is your name Huxley then?
It is Huxley. Well, Huxley Magic. That's what we do.
Huxley Magic.
You've got to do the hand movements.
Oh, right.
Yes, magic.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And I was just going to ask you, do you have any of those post-stage pictures of you with like jazz hands or anything like that?
It's funny, actually. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about photographs because
as
a magician, I strive for those photos, that moment. So there's certain moments when you do the trick. So Jasper's face earlier, when I did the elastic band trick, and it was that quarter of a second after the trick happened, it's realization, and it's that facial reaction. So you see it, and you see it live, and it happens, and it's a moment, and it passes. But trying to get someone to photograph those precise moments, and it goes on for years, and it doesn't happen. And then yesterday, I had one of my friends, she's a mum, I did a kids' party the other day, and she's presented me with, I think, four crackers, and two of them were those moments.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
One of them was a coin perfectly at the peak of its height being flicked into the air, and it looks just beautiful with the kids all surrounded gazing up at the coin. And the second one is I have a pair of breaky scissors, and they do break every time. I do know, I am aware. And this happens to be a beautiful blonde haired girl, and she's opening the scissors, and it's that moment where the scissors are flung around and they're in two pieces and they're falling through the air, and her facial reaction is beautiful. So thanks to that mum for sorting us out for those photos.
Wow.
Excellent stuff.
Terrific.
Thank you very much for coming in, Huxley.
Thank you very much for having
me. Thank you for all you do for the community as well.
Because, I really appreciate that.
Because you did for us and you do for others.
I do.
Some pro bono shows to help out charities.
Those guys things. Always help out. Yeah, the Kissy Puppy Trust, where possible, when they're having events on. And there's a few other selected charities I do have.
Yeah.
But
he has to earn money as well.
Yeah, you have you've got to eat and pay your rent. I understand that. But
majority of the selected charities I work for, they understand that I need to eat. So they often throw me, usually a donation, or half at least, sort of my rate. And I'm more than willing for the people that present me with an offer to go above and beyond and make sure that their event has that exceptional magical touch.
It does. Thank you very much indeed. And we do appreciate what you do for the community.
We do.
But you do have to eat and pay your rent. So excellent. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for doing some radio. We'll get you in again in a few, later in the year, maybe near Christmas time, something like that.
I'll have a little think about a little some bit more think about.
Maybe we'll do something that we can involve people online somehow.
Yeah, that'd be really good. Live callers or live tweeters, maybe.
Tweeters or Facebook, or whatever it is. We'll find some way of doing it.
We'll Twitter it.
That's a good idea.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.